You've been focused on the border. You've been calling on the administration to get this border open. And speaking of things like leaf peeping, this is going to be a huge weekend. When are we? What do we need to know about the border with Canada? Will Canadians be able to come across if they show signs of being fully vaccinated? Where's this at, this news breaking this morning, Senator Shaheen?
Well, the good news is that the administration announced that the border is going to be opening with Canada. Canada has had their border open to Americans since August 9th, so it's about time we open our border. Canadians are actually have a higher percentage of people vaccinated than we do. But the border will be open to fully vaccinated Canadians. The date, the bad news is we haven't heard the date yet. It's going to be sometime in November, and it's expected to be posted sometime this afternoon, but we don't know that yet. The one question that is still out there that I heard that hasn't been resolved is Canada has a different protocol for vaccination. So in the U.S., we're recommended if you have a Pfizer first shot, you should have a Pfizer second shot. In Canada, they've mixed those vaccinations, and I assume that the CDC will look at that and allow people in regardless of whether they've had two different vaccinations, but hopefully that will get answered soon.
And again, is it, do you feel, see any wrinkles here?
Well, as I said, the big wrinkle is let's get the date announced so we can start planning on having people come. You know, I had a conversation this summer with a number of business people who count on Canadian travelers to come and visit right. their establishments. They told me that they've lost 350,000 people from Canada who did not come to New Hampshire this summer because of the border restriction. We've lost much of our foliage season as well, so hopefully we will get this border open in November. And you know, it's not one of the interesting things is it's about economics because we have a lot of customers who come down from Canada, a lot of business to work with, but it's also cultural and it's about families. We have right. a lot of families in northern New Hampshire who have relatives across the Canadian border, and they haven't been able to go visit those relatives. We had a call from a man in our office last spring whose mother had died in Canada, and he couldn't get across the border to visit her. That was Canadian restriction because he didn't have enough time to take off from work to quarantine. So it's had a real personal impact on so many people, right. and we need to get the border open. We need to restore all of the commerce and restore the relationships that people have on both sides of the border.
Hey, real quickly, because you're traveling in New Hampshire, you prompted a thought. We're going to let you go because we just want to talk about the border with Canada. But you recently, I think, were over at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, and we never had you on this, but talk about a big, big story with that dry dock and sort of the future. Now we have the refuelers set for the future at Pease with the Air Guard. You feel pretty confident for the, you know, the next decade at the shipyard that the mission and the employment opportunities are going to be strong? It seems like that's the case.
It is, Jack. I feel really good about where we are. It was exciting to have the Secretary of the Navy in at the shipyard so he could see the benefits that are coming from the expansion of that dry dock and the other investments that are being made there. But we need to continue to stay vigilant, as we know, and it's one of the things that I've worked on, the entire New Hampshire and Maine delegations continue to work on, and we work together on this. This is a bipartisan issue. Everybody knows how important that shipyard is, not just to New Hampshire and Maine and the region, but also to our national security. So we're working hard on that. And also with Pease and the KC-46 refueling tankers, which are still behind schedule, unfortunately, because of a number of glitches. The vision system, the way they line up to use the boom to do the refueling has been one of the huge challenges. Now, they're on course to get that fixed, but again, we've got to stay after it, make sure that it gets done and that everybody stays focused.
Senator, we're going to let you go. By the way, it's a happy birthday to the United States Navy today. And Senator, you're not in a midterm election, so I can't ask you any questions about the midterm. So I'll let you go.
I know, it's so great.
I'll let you go. I'll let you go. Have a good visits today in New Hampshire. We'll get you again soon. GMI Studios, Senator Gene Shaheen on the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.